Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Hebrews 13, 20 through 21. Now may the peace, the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with every good deed that you may do his will, working in us that which was pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. In a telling self-description, Jesus said in John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. He explained that the good shepherd was willing to lay down his life for the sheep. He wouldn't do that. A hired hand would abandon the sheep to protect himself at the threat of wild animals. But Jesus, the great shepherd, the good shepherd, would always take care of his own. Scripture is filled with the analogy of a shepherd with his sheep. And it uses that picture to show God's great love for us. When a sheep strays, the great shepherd will search and rescue. Ezekiel 34 tells us about that. When the Lord is our great shepherd, we're going to have everything we need. Goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life until we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You're familiar with that, Psalm 23, right? Explaining God's tender care, the prophet Isaiah said that the great shepherd gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. Isaiah 40:11. Think about that. He gathers lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. Maybe that's what you need today. You need the great shepherd to gather you in his arms and carry you close to his heart. You're spiritually exhausted. You need to be carried. You're lonely. And you need to feel the heartbeat of God. Whatever you're going through, you can find help and peace with the great shepherd. I got to tell you, he'll never disappoint you. Lord Jesus, you are the great shepherd. With you, I have everything I need. You provide me with nourishment and rest. You restore my soul. Comfort me. And even walking through the valley of the shadow of death, you're with me. You will always be with me. Thank you. In your name I pray. Amen.